Oh, yeah. How's your mom's name? What's your mother's name, Mom?
Mama or Niam?
You asshole.
Anyways, was he...
would you prefer to be an asshole or a whole ass?
Okay. Who did he see? We did that. Was he the only one who could see them? Was Jacob the only one who could see these dead people in his home?
Well, no.
At that time.
He's the only one who did, but no.
Right. Others could, but he was the only one who did. Right. Could he talk to them also?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, he was the only one. J.W. was the only one talking to them.
We don't want to turn something off that hadn't even been turned on yet. So we're answering the question, but that's not the point. The point is that if J.W. could do it, every human creator on the planet can do it.
Right.
Okay? Now, if you don't, it's because you don't choose to. But you most certainly, we like to thank our kind sponsors for this portion of the program, of the activation of spiritual gifts. They're not gifts if they're already rightfully yours, okay? People receive gifts over their lifetime, okay? And those gifts then become yours. They're not, you can re-gift them. But once someone gives you something as a gift, then you are free to use it like you want to. And you don't say, oh, well, this is Margie's gift to me. No, this is my object. Okay, my thing. Well, same thing is very key here, that there's nothing, what you say, special other than being a very marvelously powerful human creator that JW is. But there's no limitation that you can't do. Just like Jesus said, the things on earth I have done, you will do, and greater things. So, see, even Jesus is laying it out very clearly that I'm just doing little dabs here and there. Wait till y'all get it figured out and come back pre-fall, back to God, where you can be God, and then this won't be a conversation. But it is right here because some humans are even considering the capacity. See, they're considering the capacity, and that's what we would not miss having the opportunity to point out. That if you don't, doesn't mean, if you ask and answer the question, is this the fastest path to my joy, and you say no, that no doesn't mean eternally, okay? Is it possible for me to communicate with the angels as laid out in Revelation chapter 23? Your answer to that question may be no. Well, that doesn't mean no eternally. That means no right this moment. But as you engage it and get comfortable with it, you may absolutely then ask that same question in a next fleeting moment, and it be yes, and then you can. Then you can engage it. The only limiter, the capacitation of limitation, is your own exacerbation.